Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
1 Timothy chapter number, and I'm going to get right into what I want to say, and I am going to respect the time. We have a lot of heroes in here tonight. Some of you guys are my heroes. I feel about this big up here, preaching in your presence. Chapter 6, verse number 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. If you write in your Bible, I wish you'd underline this word. We brought nothing into this world. And it is, help me with the next word. I wish you'd underline that. We carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Look at verse 14. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in his times he shall show who is the blessed, only potentate, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Look at verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, neither trusting, I wish you'd underline this next word, what is it? Uncertainty riches. That is in the uncertain riches. I want to call your attention tonight to two words. Back in verse number 7, what word did I tell you to underline? Then in verse number 17, what word did we say? I want to talk to you a little bit tonight out of these two thoughts right here. And I'll give you the title in just a minute. Go ahead and sit down tonight. Looking back over the last 3 years, I'm sure that it could be labeled as a time of uncertain. The last 3 years, all that what we've been through, what our churches has been through, what you as an individual has been through, I'm sure we could title it a time of uncertainty. How true that is tonight. I think about that quite often. How last 3 years, we could call it this year. Uncertain, unpredictable, unexplainable, undescribable, unbelievable, unreasonable, unmatched, unstable. That's what you could describe the last 3 years. So uncertain it has been. If you don't believe that tonight, you got your head under Washington. And I promise you it's been that way. And I think about that tonight. And I want to say this tonight. Uncertainty this evening. Our church people are living on an edge. And they're wondering what's going to happen next. They wonder what's coming down the pike next. How we're living in a world of uncertainty. How from the White House to the church house to your house into my house. It's a world of uncertainty tonight. Don't you notice in verse 17 tonight? Verse number 7. Bible said in verse number 7, for we brought nothing in this world, and it's certain that we're going to take nothing out. I'm going to preach tonight for a little bit on this thought tonight. Welcome to 2024, a year of certainty. Not uncertain, but certainty tonight. And I got some good news tonight. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. Hey, look over that person right beside us and say, we're going to make it. Are you listening to me? Hey, I promise you we're going to make it tonight. I know it's been a time of uncertainty. But if you and I are saved by the grace of God, I'll promise you tonight, everything's going to be all right if you know God. Are you listening to me? Now, I've got 15 points and I got to get with them. Are you listening to this tonight? I want to say this to you. Listen to me. In 2024 tonight, ought to be a world of certainty. It's going to be all right. You say, how do you know that? Because I read the last chapter. Listen to me. For the child of God, I promise you tonight, it's going to be okay, thank God. Now, I'm not going to give you my regular 3 points and alliterate it and verse by verse stuff tonight. I'm just going to preach tonight. He didn't give me but 15 minutes. I'm going to take 30, but listen to this. He gave me more than that. He really did. But I'll give you two or three things about. Notice again if your Bible, verse 15. Bible said in verse number 15, how which in his times, how he shall show who is, how the blessed only potentate, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. I'll say first of all tonight, how 2024 is going to be certain tonight, how because how Jesus Christ is in charge tonight. Hey. I said, he's in charge tonight. You say, but you don't understand. You don't understand. I'm telling you, he's the only potentate tonight. He's Lord of lords, thank God, and King of kings tonight. Are you listening to me? You'll say, well, preacher, you know, I thought the Bible said that the devil, how was the god of this world? Do you realize this tonight? The devil only does what God permits him to do. Hey, I'll tell you, we're going to make it tonight. It's going to be all right. You know why tonight? How because God, the Lord Jesus tonight, is in charge tonight. He can only do what the Lord allows him to do. Are you listening to me? I say he can only do what the Lord allows him to do. Well, watch this. And when the Lord pulls his chain, guess what? All right, listen, watch this. The devil only can do and go as far. I'm about to shout. It ain't time to shout. I'm telling you tonight, he's in charge tonight. You say, preacher, you don't realize what's going on. Oh, yes, I realize what's going on. There's a God in heaven, thank God, that's in charge tonight. Amen. All right, listen to me. And by the way, you say, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time. Y'all know the devil has to do what he says do. Robert will never like me again. I call him a devil. That's as far as he's going to go. And by the way, listen to this tonight. Stay right there, devil. Listen to this tonight. That might be where you're at tonight. You might feel that you're at the end of the rope tonight. But guess what's getting ready to happen? He's getting ready to let go of the button. And when he does, he winds him back in. Y'all ain't get what I'm preaching tonight. You know why we can make it 2024? Because I know who's in charge. I said, I know, thank God, who's in charge. You know what your wife asked me? You're in the back. What she said was, could she help that? Hear me tonight. He's in charge tonight. Hallelujah! He's in charge tonight. Oh, hear me tonight. I want to say number two quickly tonight. Welcome to 2024. You're certain tonight, not only because he's in charge, but I'll say tonight because he never changes. Did y'all get what I just said? He never changes. Bible said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, and I change not. I like what he said in Hebrews 13:8. He said, Jesus Christ had the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Thank God he never changes tonight. His characteristics didn't change. His love doesn't change. Hey, his person doesn't change. Hey, his ability doesn't change. His love does not change. I'm telling you that, thank God. Hey, we can make it because tonight, hallelujah, thank God, he's in charge tonight. But I want to say, he's not only in charge tonight, he is in charge. And I say this now, he never changes. He's always got there. Thought about this. Had he changed, he wouldn't be God. But he's God tonight. We can make it tonight at 2024 because he never changes. Hey, hear me tonight. He wouldn't be God if he changed. He's the same yesterday and today, thank God, and forevermore. Welcome 2024. It's a year of certainty because he's already lived all my tomorrows and crossed all my bridges. Brother Charlie, I'm about to get happy. I said, hear me tonight. Welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty because he's already lived all my tomorrows and crossed all my bridges. You say, where'd you get that? I got that out of Revelation 1:11. Paul said, I'm Alpha. That's the beginning of the Greek alphabet. I'm Alpha and Omega. Hey, the beginning and end. Hear me tonight. Hey, I can make it. You can make it. Thank God. That's simply because tonight, oh, he's in charge tonight. And I'll tell you this one more time. He's already crossed all your bridges. Are you listening to me? Think about what I'm saying tonight, friend. That's a wonderful thing. Knowing that he's already lived all my tomorrows. But what am I worried about? What am I upset about? You can go home, go to bed, and go to sleep tonight. Or you can go home, go to bed, and worry all night. Huh? He's already lived all my tomorrows. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and end. He sees it all. He said, it will dawn on you. Nothing's ever dawned on God. Hey, hear me tonight. He's already lived them. And he's already crossed them bridges. All I got to do when I can't track him, thank God, I trust him tonight. I want to say, welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty because his word will sustain us. His word will sustain us. Thank God for the book. Hallelujah for the book. Well, my pastor preached a wonderful message this morning about the word of God. And may I say to you, we can make it. And 2024, that can be a year certain tonight because, hey, we have the word of God. His word will sustain you. Are you listening to me? Hey, something about that book. That word sustain simply means this tonight. It means to strengthen. It means to support mentally and physically. Did you get what it said? That word sustain simply means to strengthen and support you mentally or physically. Hey, we can make it tonight. Thank God. Hey, something about this book. Oh, there's something about this old book. Thy word, Psalm 119 talks about it over and over and over again. Psalm 119 says this, verse 83, I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statute. You know what he's saying? That bottle in the smoke is foggy. You can't see. You can't even realize what's ahead of you. But I'll tell you, that's the way I am sometimes, but I know who is ahead of me. Hallelujah. I know, thank God. Are you listening to me? Thy word is a lamp under my feet. That's right here. But it's a light under my pathways. That's there, Brother Holdfield. Hey, are you hearing that? Hey, welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty. You saw what it means, certainty, simply because his word shall sustain us. Oh, I like this verse. Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, sweeter than honey. Say what, do? Pick that old book up. If you got a King James, pick it up. Now, here's what I want you to do with that book. I want you to hug that book. Then I want you to take that book. You say, you've lost your mind. I'll get a disease. He'll heal you. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, friend, hey, this year can be a year of certainty because, thank God, his word shall sustain you. I want to say, thank God. Look at somebody and say, thank God for my Bible. Are you hearing me preach tonight? Hey, this year can be a year of certainty because his word will sustain us. Can I say this tonight? I know this year can be a year of certainty simply because tonight, listen to me, he always knows where we're at. He always knows what we need. He's well alert of our situation tonight. And I'll tell you tonight, because of the word of God, thank God. Hear me tonight. It's a year of certainty because of the word of God. We're not like a bunch of little youngins running around and can't find our way. No, we got something that guides us tonight. Spirit of God on the inside, word of God on the outside. Welcome to 2024, a year of certainty. It can be a year of certainty simply because his faithfulness is sure. His faithfulness is sure. He's never failed me. He's never let me down. Bible said in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it is the Lord's mercies that will not consume, because his compassion faileth not. Verse 23 says this, for they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning they're new. You know what I do every morning? I back up to the throne room in the supply room of God. And you know what he does? He loads me every day. They're new every day. He loadeth me with his benefits. And I'll tell you this afternoon, hey, welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty because his faithfulness is sure tonight. He'll not fail you. He'll not let you down. There's never been a time he's done that. I say every morning, I back up to the supply room of grace, and he loads me every morning. Lord, have mercy, what a Savior. My darling wife is so right what she just sang. I'm telling you this, see, to hear me. He's wonderful. He's sweet. He's gracious tonight. I can make it, thank God, because his faithfulness tonight is sure tonight. Oh, brother, listen to me. I'm talking about loading up daily with that grace. Think about what I'm saying tonight. Let me read the verse again. It is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. It's of his mercies that I'm not in hell. I ought to be in hell. But I'm saved tonight. I'm going to heaven tonight. There ain't a doubt about that. Hold my mule while I stop and shout. I said, I know, I know, I know. Thank God. I know, thank God. Then he says in the next verse, they are new every morning. Every morning. Back up to the supply room of grace in the morning. Let him load you up for the day, daily benefits with grace. He's already crossed your bridge tomorrow. He knows what kind of grace you're going to need. He's already been to where you're going to go tomorrow. So he's already, he's already got grace for it. Oh, my, welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty. It's a year of certainty simply because his presence is real. Are anybody here tonight? His presence is real. It's not some pill I take. It's not some emotional feeling I try to work up. But I'm telling you, his presence is real. Paul got in that ship and started to roam, and had those folk minded the men of God, they wasn't got in trouble. He told them not to loose from Crete, and it went ahead loose anyhow. And the ship was about to go down, and it was about to sink. And Paul says in chapter 27, verse 22, and I exhort you, be of good cheer. There should be no loss of men's lives, but the ship. For thou stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and who I serve. Hear me tonight. Hey, his presence, thank God. It's real tonight. When everybody else walks out, he'll walk in. I said, when everybody else turns her back, when everybody else goes the other way, thank God, that's one of you hearing me. He'll be there, thank God. Hallelujah, his presence. His presence. Hallelujah, Brother Combs, help yourself. His presence is so real. I know how it feels. I know how it feels to have church members to walk out. I know how it feels to have them come up to you and say this. The pastor, we want you to know you're the greatest preacher we've ever had. We want you to know you're the greatest man we've probably ever met in our life. But, sound me like a billy goat in a lot somewhere. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you something tonight. Hear me and hear me well. You're going to face some problems this next year. You're going to face some trials this next year. Your mom and dad might walk out on you. Your brother and sister might walk out on you. But I'm going to thank God, I'll tell you tonight, that's one. I said that's one. Everybody else walks out. He walks in. Welcome to 2024, a year of certainty. You say, why is it a year of certainty? It's a year of certainty because his protecting angel There's no S on that. Psalm, if you look in your Bible, Psalm 34, verse 7, you probably don't have time to turn. Psalm 34, listen to this verse, verse 7. The angel of the Lord. That's the pre-incarnation of Christ. He appeared several times in the Old Testament. There's no S on that. You better read your Bible. Well, you know, I got all my guardian angels. Bible don't say that. He said the angel of the Lord. You think God's going to send an angel to take care of his little young'un? You think I'm going to send somebody else to take care of one of my young'uns? Hello, Tokyo. Oh, y'all hear me preach. You know why? You know how this next year could be a year of certainty? Simply because his protecting angel, let me read it. The angel of the Lord encampeth about round about them that fear him and deliver them. For a real short time in the 70s, from my first church to my second church, I worked just a short time on the midnight shift. That's next to the great, great tribulation. I hate it. Night time's made to sleep and daytime's made to work. But here's what I started to say. I'd go to work back in those days. He's just a little boy. How when I'd go to work back in them days, Jonathan and Rebecca would get into the bed with my wife and sleep with my wife. And she'd quote them this verse. She'd say, "Young'uns, don't worry about saying the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him." You know what your pastor thought? Your pastor asked my wife if them angels had tents out there in our yard. They're encamping. Hey, hear me this afternoon. Hey, I can make it. I can make it, thank God. Look at somebody say, "We're going to make it." Hey, you know why? Because of the protecting angel God. Can I give you this? I don't have time, but let me give it to you. That word, I looked it up. The angel of the Lord. That's single. He don't need no help. And I looked that word up. Knew what it means? It simply means dispatch deputy. I looked at that four or five times. And I thought, it don't mean that. A dispatch deputy. Here, Brother Robert. Son, you're getting ready to get promoted. Come up here. That's a badge from my county. The stuff Surrey County don't carry no authority, but that right there, I'm the chaplain, man. So watch this. That word means a dispatched deputy, one individual. When the devil comes my way and tries to, come here, devil. That devil tries to get to me. Are y'all hearing me preach? I say, with that devil, that dispatch deputy. He said, "Are you that dispatch deputy? That special one, not 10, not 12, that one. He don't need no help. Thank God. Hey, we're gonna make it." We're going to make it, thank God. Hallelujah. Goody, goody, goody. Here's what you do. The devil, look at me. I love you, fellas. I'm about tired of this crowd running around talking about how bad it is and how I don't know how we're going to get by and how we're not going to make it and how tough it is. Chop, child of God! Hey! Hear me tonight. I'm telling you this afternoon, welcome to 2024. A year of certainty. I know it's been uncertain, but you and I are saved by the grace of God. Hear me tonight. It's a year of certainty tonight. It's a year of certainty because mercy and truth is going to follow me day after day of my life. Mercy and truth. Shall bow. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Mercy and truth. I want to tell you, are you listening to me? Well, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, I love hearing him. I heard him this morning on radio. And I'm done. This couple was in his church. And the lady was just a little bit slow. I used to pastor her. And... And She came to the preacher one day and said, "Preacher, somebody's following me. There's two men following me everywhere I go." And Brother McGee said, "Okay, let's pray." Had prayer with him. And Tara said, "It's okay. Everything will be okay. You ain't got anything to worry about. He's not coming back." Well, about 2 weeks later, she showed up again. She said, "Preacher, they're back. They're back." He said, "Let's pray again." Had prayer with him again. And weeks two later, she came back in there again. She said, "Preacher, I hate to bother you, but said they've come back again. They've come back again." He said, "I'm so glad you come back in here." He said, "I found out who they are." She said, "Who?" Bible said in Psalm 23, verse 5, "Down through thy mercy and truth shall follow me all the days of my..." One on mercy and others truth. She went out there shouting and never did come back. Hey, you know why tonight? Listen to me, and I'm done. Welcome to 2024. It's a year of certainty because mercy and truth, thank God, shall follow me. I was reading devotion last week. I'm done. I was reading devotion last week, Isaiah 50. Read it when you get home, verse 4. You know what it said in the latter part of that verse? "He waketh me morning by morning." He waketh me. I wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. He waketh me. Can I say this to you in closing tonight? 2024 is a year of certainty because it just might be the year of the trumpet sound. It's a year of certainty because it just may be that this is going to be the time and the place and the year that we're going to hear a shout from another world. And you and I, I know I'm selfish, so you pray for me. But I've been praying in recent months this prayer. "God, please let my wife and I go up together in the rapture." Now, we're going up together in the rapture. If I die before she does, we're still going up together in the rapture. Because they're coming back, and we'll be called up together. But it changed my prayer just a little bit. I said, "Lord, I'd really like you to let it be for us to go up together alive." Are y'all, look up here and listen to me. Friend, he's a-coming. It's a real good change. It's a very good change. Amazing grace will never get this building paid off. You that's left behind, go out, pay the bill. Amen. Just so you know why 2024 is going to be a year of certainty, because it very well may be 318 times he said, "I will come again." And may I say to you, hey, somebody, look over at somebody and say, "Hey, this might be the week." Are you hearing me? It's going to be a year of certainty simply because this could very well be the week or the year that, thank God, hear me well, and I'm done. When the smoke is settled and the dust is cleared, guess what's going to happen? The devil's going to wind up in hell. We're going to wind up in heaven. God's going to remain on the throne. Everything's going to be all right. I read the last chapter, and you know what the last chapter says? Hey, the last chapter said we win. Hallelujah. I'm about to jump on top of that little girl. I'm telling you, we win tonight. Hey, we win tonight. Romans 8:31. So what shall we say to these things? If God be for you, who can be against you? Look at somebody and say, we win. We win, thank God. Hallelujah. Bless his name.